Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Mountain West Conference basketball, Root Sports, Rocky Mountain. Mountain West basketball update. Dave Bullwinkle joining us on the phone lines. And Dave, now into the month of December, things really begin to heat up with the exception of the weather outside. And I tell you what, what are we, less than a month away from the start of conference games kicking off here in the Mountain West?
Less than a month, and the conference is starting to... Things are starting to shake out. A couple teams are a little surprising, like San Jose State, and a couple teams like New Mexico a little surprising in the other direction. But that's to be expected. And then at the same time, things can change. The sands kind of shift in December. I find this to be kind of a weird period of time because a lot of teams are in finals or coming out of finals, and then the game right before Christmas is always a trap game because. Mm-hmm. A lot of players have one foot already on the airplane. So some funny things happen in December early. But I'll tell you what, late in December when conference play starts, you better be ready.
What have you liked? You mentioned a couple of the surprises. What have you liked about that San Jose State team, which is on the road at Montana tonight? What have they done well to get off to their 4-3 start? And what do you really like about them on their surprise start?
I got to tell you honestly, I have not seen them.
Okay.
I'm going to see them for the first time a week from Sunday when they play in San Jose against Bowling Green.
Okay.
And so I haven't seen them, but in following the numbers, they're good defensively, and the sophomore who's escaping my mind, that was sixth man in the conference last year, he's really come on large and is really playing well for them. They beat Santa Clara by 15 the other night, and that's the first time in 21 years they've won that crosstown rivalry.
Wow.
And they beat Washington State. Now, granted, Washington State is a very weak team in the Pac-12, but it is a Pac-12 team, and they beat them bad in Pullman.
You mentioned New Mexico as well as a surprise the other way, and I believe you have seen the Lobos in action. They're sitting there at 5-3. Were you expecting some better things from the Lobos in the non-conference?
Well, I think that they've lost a couple games that could have gone, you would have thought would have gone either way. For example, the Dayton game, that's the same game that they need to win. And they got a tough one with UTEP tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I know Joe Craven is going to call that game along with Drew Goodman. That'll be a tough one, even though it's home. UTEP is struggling, but so is New Mexico. Bottom line with New Mexico, they don't guard. They're last in the conference in points scored against them. They're last in 3-point defense, and they're last in 2-point defense. That's a bad combination. At some point, you got to guard people.
I want to shift gears to talk about the Cowboys for a second, Dave. Allen Edwards was not happy with his the energy, the performance of his team when they edged out a Division II team on Monday with Colorado Christian. You come off an emotional, a big win over Northern Iowa. There's that football championship game hangover possibly. How tough is it, do you think, to get guys, players motivated when Division II teams come rolling in after that kind of emotional win you had over Northern Iowa?
Well, Northern Iowa's had a history of being very good.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost a couple tough games, so they had a couple big wins early in the season. Sam Jacobson does a great job of coaching. Excuse me, Ben Jacobson.
Mm-hmm.
Does a great job there. I'm sure that what the Cowboy players did was they played up to the competition there and therefore got a very nice win. Conversely, sometimes they know they're better than Colorado Christian. You play down to the level of the competition. One of the key things here for young players, just like young people in general, is to learn to compete against your own potential. That's how you grade yourself, and not against whether you beat the competition. It's natural. It's human nature to drop off a little bit. But they better be ready for Montana, especially since they beat Montana in Montana. Travis DeCure's team's not quite as good as most Grizzly teams, but they're always tough, and coming into Laramie, I'm sure they'll want a little payback.
We knew things were going to be different with this Cowboy basketball team with the new coach. They want to play more up-tempo. They're going to, they're taking a lot of three-point shots, and against Northern Iowa, that was good. They made 16 of them against Colorado.
As cold as it is in Cheyenne today, that's how warm it was inside the Double A. When they beat, 16 of eight, you shoot 80% from the three, you're not going to lose.
No, you're not. But conversely, they were 8-for-31 against Colorado Christian, and 60% of their shots came from three. can you rely too much on the three sometimes? It seems like that has happened to them a couple times, and maybe in a couple of their road losses as well.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Keith. If you solely rely upon the three, or if that's the preponderance of your shot attempts, you know, water's going to find its natural level. They're not going to be 8 of 31 every night. Right. They're not going to be 16 of 20 every night. They're going to be someplace in between. You need to find a little bit of inside scoring, and Herndon's given them some. But you need to make sure that you're not just all three-oriented, because especially going on the road, shooting tends to be a little better at home. For example, going 16 to 20.
16 to 20, that's crazy.
it's amazing.
You shouldn't shoot 80% from three-point range, but it happens sometimes. It's interesting how that comes to play.
Unless you're Klay Thompson two nights ago.
Oh, good gosh.
I was at that game.
Okay.
He works so well without the ball, catches it, and it's gone so fast. And he was in a zone.
How fun is that team to watch? I know we're sitting here talking Mountain West, but how fun is watching Golden State play when all those pieces are clicking?
Well, since I work for the Bulls, they're not fun to watch when we're playing them, I'll
yeah,
tell you that.
Yeah.
But you're right. They're tremendous to watch. Another scout and I were talking about when is it going to happen that KD, Curry, and Klay Thompson all go for 30 in the same game? And when was the last time that happened? So I walked down to see Al Addle. You might remember Al Addle. He won the championship as a coach in 75 for Golden State. He was a longtime player at Golden State and general manager. Now he's sort of general manager emeritus. So I went down to Al. He had a great line. Al played with Wilt,
okay,
in Philadelphia. And I went down and said, Al, can you remember the last time some three guys went for 30 in one game? He says, yeah, Dave, I don't remember, but I do know the one time Wilt went for 30 for all of us because he played in the game where Wilt went for 100.
Oh, wow. I couldn't imagine being on the floor with watching a guy, and that's basically what you're doing, watching a guy manhandle another team offensively for 100 points.
For 100 points. How about that? I had 16 in that game, and his standard line is, yeah, I played in a game when Wilt and I combined for 116.
Well, see, he's got something there for him. So, yeah, exactly. Okay, you talked about Allen Herndon giving something inside for the Cowboys. I thought Jordan Naughton, especially the way he kind of started the season, would be more of an impact. And it seems like, you know, just a sophomore, and he's had his moments. I can remember him against Zimmerman last year for UNLV, who got drafted in the two round NBA draft last year, and he schooled him. It's just not been consistent enough for Jordan Naughton, but the pieces look to be there for him. I mean, getting him going would be huge for this team inside.
Typical sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get that many minutes a year ago. He's just starting to become part of the rotation. And, of course, as we all know, Larry played a short bench.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, and that's not a criticism of Larry. What Larry did at Wyoming was phenomenal. But he had a different approach. Norm's now, you know, getting a few more minutes and more things are expected. You know, when you play on the scout team, it's really easy to score. But when you get moved into the limelight, sometimes you get a little nervous.
Talking to Dave Bullwinkle, our Root Sports Rocky Mount West basketball update. You mentioned the name Larry Shiat. I'm wondering in your travels so far through the NBA if you've had a chance to run into Coach Shiat with the Mavericks at all.
I did. I saw Dallas play at Golden State a couple of weeks ago, and Larry and I talked and wanted me to say hello to everybody in Wyoming, all the Cowboys fans. And right now, you know, Dallas has the worst record in the league. They've been hurt a lot, although they beat my Bulls the other night. We come off. How about this? We beat Cleveland at home. We had a back-to-back. We go to Dallas to lose 25.
Yeesh.
I had talked to Larry, and he's doing great. He loves what he's doing. Not that he didn't love being the head coach of the Cowboys. He did. But he very much liked what he's doing now, and so does Scott Duncan. Scott Duncan's working as an assistant coach with the Suns.
Yeah.
Two teams that are kind of struggling. But with two coaches of the caliber of Larry and Scott, I think those guys are probably contributing a lot to moving the young players in the right direction.
How about that roster that and coaching staff that Wyoming had with Larry Scheidt, Scott Duncan in the NBA, Larry Nance Jr., first-round draft pick, Derek Cook Jr. Signed on with the Phoenix Suns. I don't know if people really truly appreciated what was actually going on in Laramie. I know hardcore fans do. I don't know if the average fan really appreciated that team at that time.
That was a great team, and I had the privilege of doing about 6 or 7 of their games on television that year. And I'll tell you what, to watch those guys play as a unit and how well they bought in, and starting with Josh Adams, I think that was a key to it. Because Josh wants to go lickety-split, but he bought in to play in the way Larry wanted to play, and as a result, guess what? They go to the NCAA tournament.
I'll throw in a couple other players. You know, you mentioned the Adams. Riley Grabo signed a pro contract out of there. Charles Hankerson Jr. just put 62 up in a pro game over the seas, across the ocean there. So, again, I mean, that team was so fun to watch. You're exactly right, Dave. So, always good to talk to you. Stay warm wherever you're going to be. Stay warm. And when are you in Laramie?
I am in Laramie, Boise State at Laramie. I think it's the 26th of January.
Okay.
That's my first game there.
Okay.
And then I get the privilege of on TV doing the Colorado State Wyoming game later on.
Very
I don't
good.
Remember where that's it, which city it's in, but they're both close.
Very
yeah,
good.
I'd love to come to Laramie. It's great. You have a great evening. I mean, great afternoon. And by the way, great holiday.
Yeah, you too, Dave. Thank you so much.
Take care, Keith. Bye.